The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Thank God it's Friday. Thank God it's
Friday. Friday. Friday.
You made it. It's Friday and it's summer. It's 4 minutes after 6 o'clock, 6:04. Good morning, baby. Good morning. Great to have you with us on AM 970, The Answer with Joe on the radio. Hey, so it's summertime, and I want you to be nice and positive. I posted the corniest picture on Twitter and on Instagram and on Facebook. I found one of those Bitmojis or whatever they're called, you know, where it's kind of your likeness and me running through the field with flowers, with the sun. I just wanted to start the morning going, hey, it's summer, be happy, and it's Friday, you got a weekend. So it's a little corny, but sometimes I get so negative, you know, the news cycle always gets so negative, like I always tell you. So, and we have a very, very good show for you. We're going to get into some certainly substance this morning, as we always try, out of respect for you, certainly. But it is summertime, and I want you to just feel, I'm loving it, you know, and I'll tell you, had a good day yesterday, and because before you know it, boom, boom, boom. It's school. Oh, between you and me. No, it's just us here now. I am so sick of school. I didn't like school when I was there. When my kids are in, and God bless the teachers. I don't know how the teachers do it. I have more respect for teachers for putting up with people like me when I was a student. But, you know, there's always, it's nice that I didn't have to worry about the pickup. Oh, you know, yeah, oh, I got to go pick up. Oh, I got to go, you got to make the lunch. There's another event coming up. And then there's always an event like a play or something, and it happens, and they let you know a week out. And you, oh, my gosh, none of that. It's summertime, and we want you to enjoy it. Matthew Murray's on the show. He's a longtime criminal defense attorney and brilliant legal mind. We're going to talk about the Epstein case, a lot going on in that Epstein case. Holy, it's so creepy, it's beyond belief. And now we got some news on that as well. Matthew will break that down for us. Dr. Azudi Jasser is a great man, a Navy veteran, president of the American Islamic Forum for Democracy, and author of the book, A Battle for the Soul of Islam. And we're going to talk about the Iran tensions, what's happened. I want to get into it with Dr. Jasser as well about what's going on, certainly with Ilhan Omar. We've been talking about what's going on in the House of Representatives and the anti-Semitic rise within the United States House of Representatives. Oh, I want to talk about that. Nancy Pelosi, man, you just can't make this up. The news writes itself, doesn't it, though? So Dr. Jasser will be on 7 o'clock hour. Ed Romano's the dentist, cosmetic dentist. You know, I have to tell you, so I... I'm too honest. Because I love you. What am I gonna do? I had all my teeth done, you know, and you had to go in, and because I got, when I was playing, it was Jacksonville, Florida, newsreel, 1970 something. What was I, a sophomore or something, junior in college, right? And I went in. It was a fraternity, and I didn't pledge for a fraternity because I would never pledge for a fraternity. I would never go through that stuff. So we started our own fraternity, you know. I was just on the phone last week with Bob Quinton, one of my fraternity brothers. Great, great guy, you know. And so we used to have a football team. Now, we used to have the fraternity football team. So we would play, and I think I mentioned this to you before, we would play in the quote-unquote City League in Jacksonville, Florida. The City League was a group of NFL players. The City League was a group of NFL wannabe players who didn't make the cut and really weren't happy about it. So when they saw a bunch of white kids coming up, you know, Get out of this college. What? It was, oh my, we used to get our tail kicked. Oh my God. And I told you that, what they used to put me on the line. What was that? I guess I was the crazy Italian kid from Jersey, right? But you get on the line, Joe, and you block that large man coming in there. And I remember I looked and I said, sure, okay, you know, I'm the new kid in college. And so I got into my 3-point stance, and it was flag football, by the way, it was flag, which is tough because you got to get both flags. And so I'm at the line, and I looked up, and all I saw were, like, the ankles because the guy was so big. And I looked up. I kept looking up at this giant of a man, and he looked down at me, and he said, don't worry, son. I ain't going to hurt you. I was like Jerry Lewis. The quarterback is right there. Yuki, I will move out of the way. Yuki, get that bison throwing the ball. God, don't hate me. You're a nice man. Oh, my goodness. So, cut to, I ended up being a defensive linebacker. I'm telling you this because I got my teeth kicked in. Got my teeth smashed in. When I was like, ugh. And I'll never forget that because one guy was getting through the line. And I said, let me stop this guy. I was the middle linebacker. And I went and I put both my hands on his flags around his waist, pulled the flag, got the flags, and his knee went into my mouth. And ever since then, I've had tooth problems because of that. And I was face down, got knocked out. I got knocked out. Boom. I mean, all I remember is waking up in the dirt and me blowing the dust out of the dirt that's in my mouth. And not one fraternity brother helping me, by the way. Joe's out. Get the next guy in. Kind of like when I got my nose broken at the comedy club, right? Hey, Pisco got beat up. All right, can I take his slot? Sure, I'll be right there. Brotherhood. I love the brotherhood of it all, right? So I've had problems with it. So this past couple of years, I went through the whole thing about the dental, about the implants and the way they could put it in. They could do magic with the teeth now. So that's why I was excited to meet Ed Romano, Dr. Ed Romano. He's a cosmetic dentist with aesthetic smiles that I keep telling you about. This is personal for me. And this is a good guy. So if you're thinking about it, we're going to talk to Ed about it because I want to see how long does it stay in there if you put the implants in. I worry about all this stuff because I have all that stuff, all the tricks that you got to get. So Dr. Ed Romano, you know, all comes down to me being a hypochondriac. You know that. Okay. And Jeffrey Lyons. Yay, Jeffrey will be on the show. Let us know what's going on with the films and what you want to see. And talk about Rip Torn, the late, great Rip Torn. We lost Rip Torn this week. Mike Gallagher will join us. Always like when Mike joins us. And Frankie Five Boroughs is off. A well-deserved day off. And he brought us Roger Stone. So Roger Stone will be on Piscopo in the morning. Roger, he's a newsmaker. I mean, this guy, he's just a newsmaker. He's a legend in political circles. And Roger, I like the way he irks, there's that word again, the establishment, Roger Stone, right? And because I remember I saw Karl Rove, you know, the W guy, Karl Rove, you know, they consider him the guru, Karl Rove, over at one of the TV networks. And I said, hey, Carl, just had Roger Stone on. I said, it's just it. And he went, oh, well, that's good. He goes, you got to be careful of Roger. This is what Karl Rove does. But the beauty of Roger Stone is that he carries on to the beat of his own drum. Doesn't really care about anything else. He can't talk about too much because he is under a gag order. But don't forget that Mueller probe that just went away, that we don't hear about that much anymore, except for Nadler still trying to keep it going, right? Roger, don't forget that pre-dawn raid with guns drawn, like a Gestapo attack on Roger Stone. You don't forget about that. So we'll be chatting with Roger about where the Mueller probe is going, how's it going investigating the investigators, and how he is doing. But he's got to be careful at what he says because he is under a gag order. Valerie Smaldone, who I absolutely adore. She's a great gal. You know, she does Bagels and Broadway on 9 o'clock on AM 970, The Answer, on Saturday mornings. Great broadcaster. And Valerie's going to be kind enough to join us in the morning. So a lot going on. I just love the drama in the House. Oh, come on. In Nancy Pelosi and AOC. Come on. Do you pay for this stuff? I mean, how long did you think AOC could last at the rate she was going? She came in and she's still, you know, I got to tell you got to give credit where it's due because you know me. I'm going to criticize Ms. Pelosi. And that's another thing, too. I told you that. I met Nancy Pelosi several times at the National Italian American Foundation. And in person, she could not have been nicer. And that's why I'm so disappointed when she wasn't, you know, saying, hey, shut up and sit down. Excuse my Chris Christie vernacular there. But, you know, she wasn't saying that to her fellow House members. Now she is. Now she is, and I think it's so overdue. Oh my God. It's like what AOC is just out of control now. And you could see there was a telling sign too about the destruction about the Democrats in the House. Because if you saw, there was a video of, AOC, and she was crying uncontrollably, because of, the reason for her crying was because there was a child, you know, an illegal immigrant child that was, had died. And you're not crying because of that. I'm telling you right now. There's something wrong with AOC emotionally for that time. Because how do you walk by the homeless in New York? How do you not go visit the stressed cities of the United States? The way the president of the United States is addressing in his opportunity zones that I keep telling you about, and you're going to hear more and more about that, how the president steps up and helps out those in the inner cities. And AOC does not, not the baby's crying. I'm not, something's up. And I think AOC is getting her butt kicked down there. And you know what? It's, you got to give Nancy Pelosi credit for that because she sees it slipping away. She sees you and I we've had it with that, with them telling us what to do. And Ilhan Omar. And you know what? I'm really disappointed when I hear somebody like Bernie Sanders. Look, Bernie's a communist, but I keep telling you, if you're pure, I'm going to put you on the show. If you're pure and you believe in what you believe in, I'll put you on the show. We'll talk to you because we're going to disagree. You may be a progressive, but listen, tell me about your communistic ways, how you want this country to be socialist. Talk to me about it. Let's have a nice, amicable chat. But when Bernie, first of all, he calls the president a pathological liar. He's a pathological liar. Okay, Bernie, got it. He's a pathological liar. I got it, Bernie. You understand? What? Pathological liar? That's all he keeps saying. You don't call the president names like that, pathological liar like that. And Bernie just is like, he's just completely out of touch, and he starts attacking like that and going and not being true to his heritage. Then I got a problem with the guy, and I don't want to put him on the air because of that, you know. So there's so much that we can get into and who we put on the air, who we don't put on the air. But I like at least somebody to, if you're going to believe in something, but don't just, you know, attack and don't say this, please don't say this. I stand with Ilhan Omar. And that's what Bernie said, quote unquote, I stand with Ilhan Omar. You stand with her and you ain't going to get on this program. I mean, not that Bernie cares. I mean, really. Hey, the census thing. So the president is going to pursue citizenship count, but it will not be on the 2020 census. But President Trump is taking action to determine the number of citizens and non-citizens in the country. You know, this is an interesting way that he did it. I don't think he wanted to rock the boat, but he did it. He did use an executive order. President Trump's reading here from Fox News, speaking at the White House on Thursday, announced that he would immediately issue an executive order to get an accurate account of non-citizens and citizens in the United States, a measure the president said would be far more accurate than relying on a citizenship question in the 2020 census. The move would make use of vast federal databases and free up information sharing among all federal agencies. But this will not be in the 2020 census. So I'd love to hear your thoughts on that, because I think the president played this correctly. I think he's at least going to go try to find out exactly who's in the country. I don't understand why, if you're a citizen, you put in. It's been on every census form for almost the last couple of centuries. Am I right or wrong? Are you an American citizen? Boom. We'll ask Matthew Murray about that as we go into it. Here's the story about Nancy Pelosi. She stood her ground. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi reading here. Stood her ground on Thursday in response to New York Democratic Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, claiming the speaker has been disrespectful to several minority lawmakers. That's what AOC said about Nancy Pelosi, saying she has the backing of her caucus. This is Nancy talking now, defending her handling of the rabble-rousing freshman squad that Ocasio-Cortez leads. You know, it's, please, AOC, Rashida Tlaib, you know, Ilhan Omar, Presley. I mean, these gals, it's, and they say, oh, we're women of color. I'm not buying any of that. They are anti-American. And AOC's got to watch it because she is what they call a useful idiot. And that's not my terminology. That's what they call when someone is being used for someone else's mission and purpose. I think you know what I'm saying here. So, and AOC is an absolute useful idiot. They're just using her to get in there. And I'm telling you what, you may not like to hear me say that, but I have to applaud Nancy Pelosi for standing fast on this. And they're getting scared, you know. They're getting scared because they see it's going off the rails in the House. I didn't vote for him. Hey, Jeffrey Epstein attorney suggests bail package. Did you see this? It's like $77 million. This is recommended bail package is $77 million? Are you kidding me? That case is so creepy. I don't know where it's going to go, how it's going to go, but this guy should have had no bail. He got a sweetheart deal. Where will that end up? Again, we'll talk to Matthew Murray about that. Tropical Storm Barry, that's down in New Orleans. And so if you're listening down south, please be careful. The National Hurricane Center says the storm's sustained winds have increased to 50 miles per hour with higher gusts and is expected to reach hurricane strength today or tomorrow, just 90 miles from the Louisiana coast. Maybe I may reach out to some of my friends down there because I know we got a lot of folks listening down there in the southern belt of the United States of America. Mike Pence is going to he will visit the Border Patrol facility in Texas today to examine conditions faced by migrants. I'm so tired of hearing about this. Get to the inner cities. He's got to do that. Mike Pence has to do that. And he's going to bring cameras with him, you know, so he wants to show that it's not as bad as they're saying that it is. And I'm just tired of everybody worrying about the southern border when not the administration, not Vice President Pence. He's got to go prove the case that it's not so bad down there. Can we just help out Americans first? Is that an anomaly that I suggest that? Can we just help out the folks that I keep talking about that are in the stressed areas that can't even pay their bills in the United States of America before you start using this southern border crisis? You know, the Democrats keep using this, telling us how un-American it is to not help these people. Well, it might be more American if you help Americans. I'm just saying. 20 minutes after 6 o'clock. Hey, Debbie's out there. Hiya, Debbie. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, Joe. How are you?
Good. It's summertime. I had a good time. I'll tell you, I visited with Mom yesterday. We had a great day.
Good.
I just love the... By the grace of God, thank you for asking. She's a warrior, okay. And she's doing great. Yeah, sharp as a tack. Doesn't miss a trick. Boom, boom. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, she looks greatest so great generation. In all the pictures. Yeah, she looks so strong. I mean, she's
the boss.
In the pictures.
She's the boss. She's the boss of the family, right?
I'm sure.
The godmother. She's a beautiful person, and it was great just to spend some time with her. I'll tell you about that when we come back. Deb, all good in your life, my dear?
Everything's great. Yeah, we're celebrating. Actually, my dad's birthday is coming up, so we have a big birthday celebration weekend coming up for Dad.
Happy birthday, Mr. Duhame. He's the guy.
Mm-hmm. Yep, you know,
49 years young, I hear, Deb.
Yes, and I'm 29, yes. Mm-hmm.
You are. 6:21 with Debbie on the roads for you. It's a Friday, so be careful. Traffic's going to really jam up right now, but Debbie will get you through it. Thanks, Deb.
Let's see what's happening, Joe. We're going to head over to Route 9 up in Ossining. Looks like an accident involving an overturned vehicle here, so expect some delays on 9 in both directions as you get down through Ossining with this accident. Over on the Hutch northbound, getting up through the area of Pelhamdale Avenue, an accident in New Rochelle just being cleaned up. We're still seeing problems on 80 this morning, 80 East exit 34 in Wharton. That's an accident involving a tractor trailer. Now 80 West at exit 34 into Wharton. It looks like a car fire as well. The Garden State Parkway North at the Cheesequake service area, a disabled vehicle. And watch out for slowdowns on the westbound BQE right at the LIE. It looks like an accident right on the ramp, so we're going to keep an eye on that for you as well. This report sponsored by Positive Coaching Alliance. Got issues with youth or high school sports? Positive Coaching Alliance can help. PCA, a national nonprofit, offers more than 1,000 free online resources for youth and high school sports coaches, parents, students, and administrators. Visit PCADevZone.org. Looks like we'll see sunny skies today with a high in the upper 80s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970. The Answer.
Win a case of sauce from Michael's of Brooklyn. Enter on AM970TheAnswer.com or by calling the Joe Piscopo Show during Italian Trivia Contest. Contest runs from Wednesday, May 23rd until further notice. Online winners will be chosen at random every Wednesday during contest duration. On-air winners will be announced during the Joe Piscopo Morning Show every Wednesday during contest duration. Chance of winning is based on number of entries or calls. Prize is one case of sauce from Michael's of Brooklyn. See complete contest rules at AM970TheAnswer.com.
Do you want to send your child to a Christian school but are overwhelmed by the cost? Then AM 970 The Answer's discount tuition program may be right for you. The discount tuition program is a way for parents to send their children to a quality Christian school at half the cost of the annual tuition. We've partnered up with some of the leading schools in the New York, New Jersey metro area to help parents to reduce the costs and still have their children receive a quality, faith-based education. Here are just a few of the participating schools. Eastern Christian Elementary, School Flushing Christian School, Gateway Academy. You can see the full list of participating schools at am970theanswer.com. AM 970 The Answer is also offering each school the opportunity to promote their school with a full radio advertising campaign. For more information on how you can send your children to a Christian school at half the cost of the annual tuition or how you can get your school enrolled in the program, go to am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com.
Baseball season is in full swing. It's a good thing Matt secured his denture with Super PolyGrip. Now he can enjoy the snacks as much as the game.
PolyGrip!
Hey, how are you? So great to see you.
It's that time of year when the family meets up.
Hi, come on. Get together, guys. Family photo.
It's a good thing Jack cleans his denture with Polydent so he can enjoy the whole day with confidence.
Polydent!
Good morning, Joe Piscopo on the radio. It's the Joe Piscopo radio show. Well, Al is here and Debbie's here. Frankie has a well-deserved day off. Brian is producing for us. Matt Conklin in the house. Can I tell you about the Honey Conti Perino Insurance? You know me. I like to tell you things that can help you out. And when it comes to protecting your home and your family, trust one of the longest-standing names in New York, Honig Conti Perino Insurance. Honig Conti Perino Insurance has been in Manhattan for over 100 years, providing coverage for four generations, all right? They are consistent face-to-face. You know I love family-owned and operated. Well, that's what you get with Honig Conti Perino. No automated services there. They work with each client individually and personally. Sat down, had dinner with Michael Honig and Michael Conte. Had a great time. And you know what they gave me? They gave me these little collar stays. You know those collar stays? Because I'm always wearing the suits, and I need a collar stay within my white shirts like that. And Michael Conte goes, here, Joe, this is for you. And they were college days, and it said Koenig Hotney Perino Insurance on them. I thought that was so cool. Very smart business. And Michael Honig is up now. He gets up like 3 in the morning because he can't wait to get to work for you. So call the Michaels, all right? 212-777-7113. It's 212-777-7113. You can visit them at Honig Conte .com. It's HONIGCONTE.com. Honig Conte Perino Insurance, not just here to provide insurance, but insurance guidance.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores.
Good.
What?
Tommy, can you hear me?
What's that?
What?
Hello there.
Tommy, can you see me?
He's back.
Hi, everybody.
Grover's back. My broadcast partner, Grover's back.
Hello?
Me and Al were talking, man. We're saying, but you know, if we keep doing the show 10 more years, they'll be like, huh?
Hi, Joe.
Yeah, suddenly my voice will turn into Grover permanently.
And I'll be going like, huh?
Good what morning. Did you say? Who's president? Is Jimmy Carter still in?
Senile radio, man. That's it.
Senile radio. Oh, that's
you,
good.
Who are you again? Wait a minute. I'm out. No, you're not. You're not, Al. You're Frank. Oh, my Lord. Oh, here's something. Look at it. Did you see the picture I posted on? It's so nauseatingly happy.
I did. You know, the flowers and the butterflies and
Hi.
Stuff. And
good morning. Good morning.
Yeah.
It's Joe running through the field. Look, it goes. And somebody just said, it's like, good morning, Joe. Was that pic taken in Sweden at midsummer?
Oh,
that's a very, very funny. That's hysterical. Thank Terrible. You very much. Hey, Al, how you doing this morning, buddy?
I'm good. I shouldn't have gone out last night, but, what are you going to do?
I know. This is what you do. I was thinking when, like, we were talking about going to Italy. I was talking to Richie,
right.
My brother, yesterday, going to Italy, and then Debbie's going, and Five Boroughs, and then Richie goes, oh, Al will love to go. I went, hey, you know,
It's funny that you mentioned that.
The point I'm making, I want to hear what you got to say, of course.
Right.
But the point I'm making, you will go, your big outing is planning the table tapentarian, whatever the heck the name of it is.
Paragon tapentarian.
Yeah, wherever you go. You go to your place over there, and that's your big outing. I said, he will go to a beer fest. He will travel to see a rock and roll concert, but you won't go to Italy. You won't go to Italy.
No. Right? It wasn't that. I again, you guys are going for 10 days, and I would have loved to have gone, but I have my child to worry about. And, you know, I think my wife would have been a little upset if I was gone for 10 days in Italy and she didn't come with us. And then who's going to watch our son? He's in school. So that was the consideration. But it's funny that you mentioned that, because yesterday my neighbor texts me around 4:15 and he says, hey, I just dropped the kids off at the airport. You want to meet me over at Wet Ticket for a beer, which is the brewery that's in Rahway.
What's his name of it?
Wet Ticket. What is?
That sounds something that's in your back pocket that you left there.
No, Wet Ticket.
In the
now,
rain on your bench. All right,
the origin of the name Wet Ticket is from Prohibition, when politicians were being elected in during the time of Prohibition. You were either a dry ticket supporter or a wet ticket supporter.
Funny, that's great.
That's the name of the brewery. So anyway. So he had just dropped his kids off.
Thank you so much. I love it.
He dropped his kids off at the airport. They're going with his mom. They're going on a 17 or 18 day cruise through the Mediterranean. They're starting in Greece. They're ending in Italy or whatever.
Who's that now?
My neighbor. His two kids. They're 18 and 17.
All right.
So, you know, it's funny. So he said that, and I said, you know, I really wish I had gone to Italy with the guys in October. Like, it was one of those, maybe I should have went, but.
You know what? We could still make something happen.
No. I want to go on the Hawaii trip. Huh? If you guys are going to do a Hawaii trip, I want to go to Hawaii.
Now that you're going.
Yeah, oh, yeah, going. Yeah. Well, to see the Arizona in Pearl Harbor, that's a once-in-a-lifetime thing.
Albert, to your point, went there, and of course, we're going to Italy. We want you to go to Pearl Tours, and you can go to Hawaii is right. That's a great idea to go there, because when you walk on there, I made sure I was out. I was with the love of my life of the moment, for a couple of years, Pamela, who keeps calling me.
The love of my life at the moment.
She keeps calling me. I'm telling you, Pamela keeps calling. I know.
Hello?
And she sent...
Hello?
That's what I did before I went to bed. Mm-hmm. A great gal, by the way. I want to think just a great gal. And she keeps sending me pictures. And we went and we saw Pearl Harbor together. And it was great. It's very, very moving. You know, you can still
of course. That's the whole thrill. I mean, I'm jealous that you guys are going to Italy, because you're going to go to the Colosseum, which is another one of those bucket list items that I would love to see. Because stand in an edifice,
to see Russell Crowe there. I mean,
but
that's what you would do. You'd put everything pop culture wise.
I would. Rome's history. My name is Maximus Decimus Meridius. I'd do the whole speech. Yeah, because I'm an idiot.
Is Russell Crowe here?
No, but think about that. You guys are going to go see the Colosseum, right? An edifice that has been standing for tens of thousands of years, where the entire
I know that
community.
From your trivia question from your Michael. Trivia question.
But listen, this is a place where the entire citizenry of Rome used to go to get information. It's kind of like the radio and TV. Like, people went there to talk about what was going on in their lives. How's the Senate voting on this or that or whatever? They would throw up bread and fruit, you know, to the people as kind of a thank you for coming. No, but this is a big thing. That's for me, as a lover of history, that would be a very cool thing from a historical perspective.
Al, you are welcome anytime, buddy. Hey, what happened? An earthquake in Washington State already?
Yeah, this happened around 2:50 Eastern, so that would be 2:50 Pacific time. So just about an hour ago. It hit 4.7 earthquake, Snohomish County. It's about a mile from Three Lakes. It was a 4.7 magnitude earthquake.
Look at this. We'll touch on that when we come back.
No injuries have been reported.
Thank God, because I worried that they were so lucky in California. Albert, those earthquakes that happened in California, and I only know because I've been there and have been through those earthquakes, and that is so scary. So, hey, what is R. Kelly arrested again? I'm looking here.
Yeah, these are on charges based out of New York is why he was arrested. So he was arrested in Chicago last night. He's being held in a jail in Chicago, and they're talking about extraditing him back to New York at some point, either today or tomorrow.
All right. Brian Zagan doing a great job. We have a lot of stories to get into today. We appreciate that. Al, great to be with you. You can call anytime on our Balance of Nature phone lines, 877-970-2999. But Al's in charge because Frankie's not here. So, you know, you could be good to load at any given moment. But you're
You know, E. Frank again waiting on hold about Ross Perot, but decided to hang up.
Oh, you really want to hear his thoughts
on Ross Perot. Right. I'm not – people think I'm making a joke out of that. I'm really not, because what I want to know from E. Frank – is, yeah. Did he ever have a relationship with Ross Perot? Did he meet him and somehow suddenly became his friend?
Maybe. You never know. We'll get into it. It's 6:32 with Joe on the radio. 877-970-2999. That's a balance at age of phone lines. Big Al standing by right now with the headline news, live and local, right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
72 degrees at 6:33. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Police are investigating the cause of the crash that left 8 people with minor injuries in Manhattan. A cab slammed into a restaurant in the Hell's Kitchen neighborhood on Thursday afternoon. Westville restaurant owner Jay Strauss feels fortunate that nobody was seriously injured. The driver of the taxi claims that the crash is a result of another driver hitting his car from behind. There does not appear to be any major structural damage to the restaurant. Governor Murphy calling the Trump administration's threatened immigration raids over the weekend un-American and dangerous. Republican President Donald Trump says agents of the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, also known as ICE, will be launching raids around the country, starting on Sunday to round up illegal immigrants. Democrat Murphy said yesterday that the state is already reaching out to immigrant communities to show support and will protect them however possible. Murphy says such raids make the work of local law enforcement tougher while inspiring fear in immigrant communities. In sports, Yankees and Mets are back in action following the All-Star break. Yankees will host the Blue Jays for the first of three tonight at the stadium. Meanwhile, the struggling Mets, they're in Miami to take on the Marlins. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Thank you, morning, Al. Thanks. Southbound Harlem River Drive, pretty busy down through the 130s already this morning. Pretty solid on the LIE westbound through Woodhaven Boulevard, getting out toward the BQE through that new traffic pattern. Northbound Van Wyck, stop and go up through Hillside Ave. Westbound Belt slowing down, heading out toward Kennedy Airport. Expect some delays on the Uptown 6 train, delays with signal problems. Also seeing some delays this morning over on the LIRR. LIRR, expect some cancellations on the Brooklyn branch of the LIRR. Problems continue on Route 80 this morning. 80 eastbound exit 34 in Wharton. It's an accident involving an overturned tractor trailer. And 80 west in the same area, a car fire. So a lot of activity heading out through that scene. And over on 9 into Ossining, that's an overturned vehicle as well. Partly cloudy today, high in the upper 80s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Walgreens. At Walgreens, your day doesn't have to stop for diabetes. Get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics and download tools to help you stay on track. Stop by and talk to your Walgreens pharmacist today.
This is Greg Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. Join me for Reaching Out. We'll talk about the issues that matter the most to working families, union members, and everyone who cares about the future.
On the next Reaching Out, Greg speaks with personal injury attorney Corey M. Stern about the effects of lead poisoning on children living in New York housing. It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday night at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
Texting enrolls for recurring automated marketing text messages. Message and data rates may apply. Free meals provided with order. Texting privacy rules and terms and conditions at textrules.us.
If you don't have the time for the grocery store but love a great home-cooked meal, Martha Stewart wants to give you 3 free meals for your own in-home taste test. That's right. Martha's Meal Kit Delivery Service, Martha and Marley Spoon, is giving away 3 full-size meals with all fresh ingredients and Martha's delicious recipes. Putting amazing dinners on the table has never been so easy. You'll be eating in just 30 minutes. To be part of Martha's at-home taste test and get 3 free meals, be one of the first 100 people to text YUM to 246810. Forget about awful frozen food and unhealthy fast food. Martha wants you to enjoy 3 of her best 30-minute meals for free so you can save time and enjoy eating dinner again. To get your 3 free, fast, and delicious meals from Martha, just text YUM to 246810. That's YUM to 246810. Text YUM to 246810.
Hey, Joe on the radio, good morning, 6:37, Matthew Maury standing by. I have in my hand the book called Why People Don't Like You, from John Bramnick, New Jersey's funniest lawyer and stand-up comedian. He wrote this great book. You got to take it to the beach with you. It's got the advice in it, you know, that is good for you, that sometimes you don't get things. Particularly, to me, guys don't get things. So this, Why People Don't Like You, this book from John Bramnick, is great for guys. Like, here's some information and some advice in John's book. If you miss your exit, miss it. Don't back up on the highway, moron. Sounds like an Al rule. It's so true, though. Oh, that's in Jersey, and it's it's very easy to miss the exit. What exit? In Jersey, but don't back up, you know? And then, oh, this is don't gloat when you win. Yeah, well, I think some people could take that advice. A little humility would be appreciated. How about this is a good one, too, from John's book, Why People Don't Like You. Don't ever comment on a woman's appearance in a business setting. It's a business meeting. She's there to do business, not to look good for you. That is indeed good advice, all right? So check out this book, Why People Don't Like You. It's from John Bramnick. You just go to Amazon, type in Bramnick book. Here's an Amazon review, by the way. It says, we can all learn from this thoughtful, witty, and concise book full of important insights into being a better person. How about that? That's from Amazon itself. Go to Amazon today. You type in Bramnick book. It's Why People Don't Like You. Available on Amazon. Get your copy today.
America First with Sebastian Gorka. Coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning, good morning. Happy Friday, kid. You made it through the weekend. Here it is. You made it to the weekend. Let me tell you this, and you're going to have a great weekend. I can feel it in my bones. 6:38 with Joey on the radio. Matthew J. Murray is a longtime criminal defense attorney. And it says it twice here. Matthew, you're so good, they put it twice when I'm reading this. Right? It says it twice. But you are a great attorney. And you know what you are, Matthew? A great American. And we appreciate that, my friend.
Thank you so much, Joe. And it's great to be on with you because you're one of the few people left in America who's not afraid to stand up for America.
I'm trying, my brother. I love you. I saw the picture of you. You tweeted a picture of you with the American flag. You were all in red, white, and blue on 4th of July. You know what? And I read your tweets too, Matthew. Before we get into the issues of the day, what is it? How are we losing? I always look at what's the ulterior motive. And my answer to that is power and control for the socialists that are really trying to take away the sovereignty and the dignity of the United States of America. I mean, you're feeling that as much as I'm feeling that. Yes.
You know, Joe, if people think this is all about Trump, and it's way beyond that. It's way beyond Democrats against Republicans and liberals against conservatives. There's a movement that's popped its head out of the sand, and the purpose is to change America completely, to obliterate our values, to obliterate our traditions. And they do that by attacking the flag, the national anthem. Seems like symbolic, but it's really, really important, and this is the way communists work.
Yeah, very good point. That's exactly right. It's not about President Trump. They think, oh, you're a Trump guy. No, I'm an American.
Yeah.
I'm a patriot. That's what I appreciate.
Yeah.
And I like that this president likes his country. And he speaks when he goes internationally, Matthew Murray, the president goes out around the world. He goes, we're a great people. I'm going to worry about America first. God forbid not apologizing for us and telling us that we're, you know, always telling us how bad we are. Hey, Matthew, if I may lean on your expertise, Jeffrey Epstein appeared in federal court in Manhattan yesterday on the heels of his arrest last week. And his attorneys asked the judge to allow Epstein to live at home while awaiting trial, offering his jet and mansion as bail. I mean, give us your take on this whole thing, Matthew Murray.
Well, as far as the bail issue goes, he's going to get out on bail. As long as he puts up $77 million worth of security, and as long as he has security guards surrounding his house, and that has been done in the past with other people, and Mr. Epstein could certainly afford to do that, and it would be a court-approved security firm. So I think he's going to get out on bail. But this case is interesting because, as you well know, the media and the Democrats are focusing on Secretary of Labor Acosta. Now, certainly he has a role in the Florida situation where Mr. Epstein got a sweetheart deal. But, you know, it's not that way. The state court prosecutor down there, a big Democrat, a very well-renowned anti-domestic violence, you know, one of the people who are most honored by the liberal front. He's the guy who really formulated the deal to let Epstein get away with all the stuff that he did. But more, you know, Joe, I don't know if you read the Post the other day, but the more interesting story is how the NYPD let Epstein slide from registering as a sex offender, which is highly unusual. And I know the judge in that case, Ruth Pickles, a motion was made before her to excuse him from registering in New York on the pretense that he actually lives in the Virgin Islands. And the judge said, No way, Jose. You either sell your New York property or you report to NYPD every 90 days. And the NYPD ignored the order of Judge Pickles, which is absolutely amazing to me.
Yeah. Well, it's not so. It wasn't the NYPD. It's what the judge ordered, correct?
Yes. The judge ordered that he report to the NYPD
because a level 3 sex offender. Okay, got it.
And they let him slide. And I happen to know that judge very well. She's a tough lady, and she doesn't tolerate nonsense.
Yeah. So where does it stand with that? I mean, if he violated something, shouldn't she have locked him up?
You know, I don't think he was ever reported on that, and he's facing a minimum of 4 years for just doing it one time. And this guy did it, theoretically, every 90 days. He violated the judge's order. So he has friends in high places, and they must be shaking in their boots right now. I could tell you one thing. Donald Trump isn't worried about a damn thing because he's got very little to do with this guy. And how the media could turn this whole situation upside down and inside out and, you know, try to point a finger at Trump's Secretary of Labor when the facts just don't bear out that he's the primary person responsible for the sweetheart deal. It's just more propaganda.
You think it's more distraction on the part of the Democrats? Because the real story to me and the question that I keep asking myself that I don't see anyone address, Matthew, maybe you could help me out. How many times was Bill Clinton on that plane? With respect
Bill
to the former
Clinton
president.
Was on numerous times. He actually lied about it and said that he was never on the plane. And, you know, an investigative reporter came up with information indicating he had been on at least twice. You know, this fellow Epstein, it's not only Bill Clinton. He's got really, really, really powerful friends in the Democrat Party. So, you know, whether or not these people knew what kind of activity he was engaging in, no one knows yet. But I think they're scared to death, and I think that, as usual, the news is being distorted, not by just the Democrats, but by all the media outlets.
Yeah. You know, I like to get you excited. If you sit with Matthew Murray, he gets really ticked off with things. Like, you know, what happened with Hillary? And again, I don't say any hate toward Mrs. Clinton. I got to do that caveat and do that preface. Why don't they investigate that? And maybe they are. They're starting to investigate the investigators now. What happened with Hillary Clinton and the uranium? You know, that's all going by the wayside now. How do the Democrats get away with this? And I think I'm answering my own question here. They always create these distractions like this Acosta distraction. But do you think they'll ever get to the heart of the matter on
I think they'll scratch the heart of the matter. I mean, you've got a lot of evidence relating to the CIA chief, excuse me, John Brennan. You've got a lot of evidence dealing with the FBI colluding together to try to stop the Trump campaign, and then after he was president, to try to, you know, work together to take him down. This is going to come out. I mean, if you don't watch Fox News, I've got people who don't even know about all this, Joe. It's actually amazing the way the news of the mainstream media is not reported. And I say, when you don't report, you're distorting.
Yeah.
And they out and out distort the news and just don't care anymore.
Matthew, I heard on the inside, and I know you got some friends on the inside, that subpoenas are ready to be dropped now in regards to investigating the investigator, not the BS, excuse me, that Nadler's pushing out and all those subpoenas that Nadler is doing. So are you hearing that same thing?
Yeah, that's the buzz all around. But, you know, I think the more subpoenas that are issued, the more testimony that comes before the public, the better it will be for America. Eventually, this story of how there was collusion with the Democrats and the media and with foreign powers to stop Trump and then to take him down as president. This is the greatest story that's never been told in this country. I mean, this is to cover up something like this is absolutely amazing, and it has to break at some point.
I don't even know how to deal with that, Matthew. Just talking among friends here, is that how Nadler goes after everybody now? Now they're going to go after Jared Kushner. But, and we have Roger Stone on the show later today. The collateral damage, the disrespect. I mean, as a defense attorney, this must really get your ire up to see them just abuse people. Just the collateral damage of this Mueller probe situation.
Power corrupts, Joe, and corrupts absolutely. It didn't take the Democrats much time to turn everything upside down after the election of 2018. And Jerry Nadler, though, he's got his hands full. He's got a young lady who's looking to get his job. He's going to be challenged in the Democratic primary. So he's going to have to pay attention to his district for a change instead of grandstanding on all this anti-Trump baloney.
All right, Matthew J. Murray. Matthew, thanks, man. Keep being the patriot that you are. Thanks for listening always. I know what a big fan you are of the show here, Matthew. We appreciate that very much. And we'll
okay,
see you at Michael's of Brooklyn, buddy, huh?
Okay.
All right, man. Thanks. Matthew Murray right there. He is a longtime criminal defense attorney and very, very much a patriot. See, we're going to see what's going on. Also, Albert, with the Weinstein case and Arthur. I didn't know whether I should, how much I could talk to Arthur Idala about it. We had a great, great chat with Arthur Idala yesterday. And then I didn't want to ask, hey, what's going to happen? You know, I didn't want to. But apparently they switched attorneys and Weinstein has a new attorney, right?
That's correct. He has a new attorney, Donna Rotunno. She's the new lead lawyer, and apparently she is a Me Too critic. She doesn't like the Me Too movement, so she's, you know, she thinks that she'll help him out.
Yeah, that'll be going to be interesting to see these cases unfold. Piscopo in the morning, Dr. Zudi Jasser will join us next hour. Ed Romano and Jeffrey Lyons, Mike Gallagher, Roger Stone on the show. Hey, and my buddy Valerie Smaldone. Debbie, you know Valerie, right? From Always Working. She does a great job. Bagels on Broadway. That's Saturdays on 9 a.m. on AM 970 The Answer. Debbie's out there on a Friday. What are you doing the weekend, kid? What are you doing?
We're all going to Cape May, the whole family. Huh? It's going to be awesome.
The family's going.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, yeah. My brother's hosting a big party for my dad, so it's going to be so much fun.
Oh, this is great.
Yeah.
This is great stuff. Family stuff. Family time with Debbie Duhame. With the Duhames, give them my best, Deb. It's 10 minutes before 7 o'clock. Debbie's on the roads looking out for you on AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Joe. Let's take it to 9A. 9A right by 9. Watch out for slowdowns because of that accident here on 9 southbound getting in toward 9A, causing delays there. We're still seeing some slowdowns on the northbound side of the New York State Thruway getting up toward Newburgh. Right past exit 17, a collision there. Traffic is moving a little bit slowly for you as you head to the inbound side of the GWB with an accident cleared 15 minutes in there. Lincoln 10, Holland only 10, 80 east, exit 34 in Wharton. That's an overturned tractor trailer. 80 west in Wharton. It's a car fire. Watch for delays as well as you head to the eastbound BQE up by Atlantic Avenue. That's an accident. One lane remains blocked and the LIE westbound slowing down out by the BQE through that new traffic pattern. Still seeing delays on the Uptown 6 trains and some delays on the LIRR through Brooklyn with ongoing track work. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
While I'm searching for the perfect balance, there's hundreds of thousands of chemicals just in an apple alone, and hundreds of thousands in an orange, and all of them. If I can just remove the water without damaging all of the other chemistry, then I can pack it more dense. I never imagined that I would be able to get it down to 3 fruit capsules and 3 vegetable capsules and have the same nutrient value as eating over 10 servings of fruits and vegetables every day.
Experience the difference for yourself. Receive 25% off your first preferred purchase of Balance of Nature. Plus, get a set of convenient travel bottles containing a free additional week's supply of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. You will still receive free shipping on every order. This is a limited offer and may end at any time. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THEANSWER.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka sees more games from the left.
Jerry Nadler, he has subpoenaed 12 members of the Trump administration and the Trump family. This is the left, my friends. This is the result of 40-plus years of corruption.
America First with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Afternoons at 3, right before Kevin McCullough at 5 on AM 970. The Answer, brought to you in part by Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law. Whether you need help drafting a will, trust, power of attorney, or health care proxy, their experienced team of attorneys have been helping clients plan their estates for over 30 years. Like AM 970, The Answer? Then don't forget to like us on Facebook. Interact with us. Share your thoughts about your favorite shows. Give feedback to our hosts. Share your opinion on hot topics. Learn about events and more. AM970TheAnswer.com.
Here's your AM 970 Weather Answer forecast.
Very warm and humid today with times of clouds and sunshine. It'll become breezy this afternoon. Today's high 87. Tonight will turn out mainly clear and a little bit more comfortable. Low 71 in Midtown, 63 to 67 in many suburbs. Tomorrow, plenty of sunshine and very warm, not all that humid, high 88. Sunday, mostly sunny and quite warm, high 87. AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 653. So, yeah, I got home last night, and then I go, I always do this, and it's getting toward late, toward dinner time, and then I always say, what can I have? What's low in calories, low in fat, tastes great, and can at least sustain me so I could wake up in the morning and be bright-eyed and bushy-tailed for you? So I go to Michael's of Brooklyn. I get the Michael's of Brooklyn sauce with my rice. Boom, 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 right on there with a little Parmesan cheese. That's my new favorite meal. You got to try Michael's of Brooklyn sauce, right? It's made right there. I love that they make the sauce right there, that Fred and Johnny and Marianne and Michael, the family, make the sauce right there in Avenue R in Nostrand in Brooklyn, New York. And then if you go over there and you experience this great restaurant and you have a craving for Italian food, you have got to get to Michael's of Brooklyn, Avenue Noir and Nostrand right there. One of the five best Italian restaurants in the United States of America. This according to the Food Network. And you know what? The sauces are made right there in the basement of the restaurant, man. I love that. So when you're listening outside the area on AM970TheAnswer.com and you go, that sauce, that Michael's of Brooklyn that you see on your supermarket shelf, it's made right there in Brooklyn. And then when you get out there to Brooklyn to experience this spectacular restaurant and the feel of the restaurant, you know, the ambiance of the restaurant is great. Enzo will greet you always with a spiffy bow tie. The staff is great. Fred is there. Johnny's there. Michael himself. You're going to love Michael's of Brooklyn, you know, and the best part about coming to Michael's is the chance to experience that authentic legacy of Italian tradition. So make reservations today. You're going to want to come back over and over again like we all do. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the most authentic tastes of Italy for over 50 years.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios. Coming up at 10 a.m. on AM 970, The Answer.
God bless America.
This is a group of four young men called King's Return. And it just happened to pop up around 4th of July. So I sent it to Al. I said, Al, we got to play these kids. They're in a hallway on steps. That's all real sound, not a studio. Listen to these guys. Listen to this. Listen. King's Return, huh? As the things you find on the internet. What beautiful, beautiful. Four handsome young kids, man, and then just in a hallway, and they're singing that patriotic song. As a matter of fact, you can go to Instagram, Official King's Return. Official King's Return on Instagram. King's Return. Check them out. Just that, I love that, Al. Thanks for putting that on, man.
That was great stuff.
Yeah, how about that? The horn, that, you know, horn. And then I read one of the kids' posts, and I should have names, and I don't have the names, and hopefully someone will Tell me more about King's Return, and we'll look into it, certainly. But he said the hardest thing to do is to put harmony together for a four-part group like that. That's different. That is tight harmony, Albert.
Oh, yeah, very tight.
God bless America, and God bless America indeed. It's 6:57 with Joe on the radio, always patriotic, always just running through the fields. I like that little post that I put up there. That's the antithesis of everything that you stand for, Al.
No, it's not. I like it. Why do you think I'm always in a
flowers,
miserable mood? I'm not.
Sunshine, Friday.
I love summer. Sunshine. Listen, sunshine,
shut
Friday.
Up.
I'll be
shut
down
up,
in Asbury Park later watching the show. Please.
Yeah. Oh, look, I was just to rate my experience with that toilet brush and holder set.
Five stars. You should write a review.
Listen to me, Al. Silicone and antibacterial bristles, with it's a bathroom cleaning bowl brush kit.
Oh, I can
with,
glide
listen, listen,
through
listen,
cleaning
listen,
my bowl
with,
in
listen,
no time.
With tweezers. I did.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what that means, and I didn't even find them. But I will now press on Amazon, a review, boom, five stars. There it is.
Oh,
I was very excited about that. It's the little things in life that keep you happy.
Yep.
Hey, Dr. Zudi Jasser, this is a great man. He's a veteran, the president of the American Islamic Forum for Democracy, author of the book, A Battle for the Soul of Islam. He'll join us in the next hour. Ed Romano, you worry about your teeth like me, get my teeth kicked in, play football? Oy. For years, my teeth gave me trouble. And then I tell you, you got to talk to Ed Romano about what you might think about doing your teeth. And Roger Stone on the show as well. We are coming right back at you.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
72 degrees at 6:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. There's a $2 million lottery winner out there after a winning Mega Millions ticket was sold in Monmouth County. The ticket was bought at an Exxon on Route 9 in Manalapan. Lotto officials say the ticket matches all five numbers from Tuesday's drawing, but not the Mega Ball. Because the buyer spent an extra buck, it doubles the prize. A driver in Brooklyn is busted with a dummy in the passenger seat as he drove in the HOV lane on Thursday. Police say the dummy was fully clothed and even had its seatbelt on. The driver was given a ticket and sent on his way. In sports, the locals were off. Yankees and Mets will start up tonight. Yankees start up a series with the Blue Jays at the stadium, while the Mets, they're in Miami to take on the Marlins. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.